Praise be to thee, Father and Son. Father and Son. Oh, hey, you're here.
Don't make fun of me. I just had it stuck in my head all day. You know how they always make us sing all those hymns and stuff. Anyway, yes, I managed to get out without any of the nuns spotting me. Sister Teresa would have wrung my neck if she'd seen me sneaking out of the dorms. And then she would have expelled me if she knew I was gonna go see a boy. But it's worth it. I just can't say no to my handsome boyfriend. You know that. But I just can't stop thinking about how good it feels when we kiss. When we, you know, fool around behind the bike sheds or in the boathouse. So, why do you want to meet me here? In the chapel? Oh, what sort of idea? Hey, no way. You can't be serious. In here? In the confessional booth? Okay, now wait. I don't know if that's alright. It feels a little sacrilegious. Hey, don't giggle. Maybe you're not taking it seriously, but God's watching you when you're in there. That's what the nuns taught me. Though, you're right. It is fun being naughty. Yeah, that would be really naughty. Alright. I guess it'll be private, too. Alright, fine. Quick, get inside before somebody sees us. To do this with a boy, but when you kiss me like that, hey, careful, we haven't got much space here. Oh, well, you're not wasting any time going right up my legs, brushing my new socks. Squeezing my thigh already? Haven't you got any patience? Not that I mind. Feels good when you take hold of my thighs like that and just squeeze. Hey, you like the uniforms they make us wear at the Sacred Heart School? You like the little pleated skirts, don't ya? The way they bounce when we run, or go upstairs. The white socks up to our knees, leaving our thighs all bare. I know you like socks. It's meant to make us look chaste, you know, not sexy. Only when it's on me. Aw, you're such a charmer. My mother warned me about boys like you. She didn't do a very good job. Hey. Whoa. Hang on there, Romeo. We can't go all the way, remember? I know this is naughty, but I'm still a good Catholic girl, saving myself for my wedding night. Okay. Just so long as you remember. Yeah, I trust you. I know you wouldn't try and get me to do anything I wouldn't want to. Can I kiss you again? I want to do that. It's hard to think straight when you kiss my neck like that. You're really enjoying this, aren't you? What do you mean, find out for myself? Like this? Just run my hand over your trousers and... Oh. Oh. That really is a big bulge. All my fault. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just a pure, innocent Catholic schoolgirl, still only 18. And you're the bat boy who set her head spinning by being all romantic. All right, romantic and very handsome too. Ow! No, not you. Something just poked me in the back. These booths weren't made for two people. And there's no reason for that, mister. Well, maybe it would make it a little bit easier if I shifted like this and sat on top of you, facing you like this. Okay, this feels really naughty, straddling you like this, but it does make it easier to kiss you. Yeah. For you to get those hands under my little skirt. Squeeze my bottom and just... Wow. Just rock me back and forth. Sink those fingers into my cheeks. You like it when I grind against your lap? Just... rub against that hard, bulging... Hey, don't make me say it. You know I blush easily. You know, your thing. Your dick. Happy now? Hey, I know it's not that scary. It's just, Sacred Heart girls like me aren't even meant to know what boys are. Never mind what they, you know, carry around in their trousers. Do I want to see it? No, I'm not scared. And it's true, I've never seen a dick before. I guess there's no harm if I take it out, but I'm just gonna take it out, okay? Nothing else. Oh, wow. It's a lot prettier than I thought it would be. So red at the tip, and then there's a little bit of clear liquid. That means you're enjoying it, right? Well, I guess that. Hey, what are you doing? Oh... You like it when I push against the shaft and just rub back and forth? Well, alright. I mean, my panties are still there, so it's not like I could go in. Hmm. feels good. I'm not going too hard. Well, yeah. It feels good for me, too. Feeling it pressing through my panties as I straddle you and just rock like this. Oh, I think it's getting harder. Does it feel good? My pure white uniform panties rubbing on you like that. It feels good for me too. Even, wait, even better without them? I don't know. What if it goes in? Well, alright. If you promise not to let it go in me, okay? It's not that it doesn't feel good. It's just, I can't be getting pregnant. Yeah. Yeah, just move them to one side. Feels really good. Just my lips. You pushing between them. My unshaved pussy. The hair tickling your dick. See? We don't have to, you know, go all the way to have a good time. Yeah. You're right. It's fun to get so close. It feels so naughty. But if it doesn't go in, it's not a sin, right? God. I love the way you feel. Hey, careful. You're getting a little bit close there. It's really... Yeah, that's it. Get my blouse open. You're so eager. That's it. Lift him out of my bra. Yes, I know how much you love my breasts. I can tell how much you look at them when you don't think I notice. You liked how they were just straining against my blouse. It's so hard to look chaste and prim in my school uniform when they've just been growing so much. Oh, it feels so good when you play with my nipples. When you suck them. Oh, while we're grinding like this. It's not fair. This can make me feel so good. Why is it forbidden? Don't the nuns know how hard it is to resist these urges? They can't just tell me not to think about it and think that'll be enough. I'm such a bad girl, but I can't stop. Hang on. Baby, we really gotta slow down. Or I'm gonna forget myself. Do something really sinful. No, I'm serious. Alright. Let's both just take a breath and... grinding again. Do you want us to get caught? I think they're gone. That was so wicked of you. Were you trying to make me scream or something? Did it feel... It doesn't matter how good it felt. If we'd been caught... But, yeah, it felt good, okay? Not just you touching me. It was... Knowing that there was just a curtain there, that we nearly got caught. It shouldn't be such a thrill, but... God. It just feels so good. What? You want to put it in? Phoebe, we agreed. Okay, just a tip to see how it feels? I don't know. Well, yes, I'm curious as well. And yes, it does feel really good to rub on you, but... All right, but just a tip, okay? Just for a minute. Just let me lift up. And just lower until... Oh, yes. You're right. It does feel good. So good. Feeling you biting my lips, pushing in just a little, the feel of the head pushing up and down my slit, so close. Okay. But that's as far as we're gonna go, okay? Okay. No, I don't want to just sink down on it. It's just such a strain, you know, sitting like this, holding myself over you so it's just barely in. Don't put sinful ideas in my head like that. It's not getting any easier to keep it from going in when you're kissing my breast like that. Oh, you know it makes me go all weak when you kiss up my throat. This is so wicked. I'm going to hell for this, aren't I? Alright. Just halfway in. Just, we both know how it feels like, you know, the experience. Oh, that's tight. No, it feels good. I can't believe I've got a man inside of me. But not all the way, just half. We're not really doing it. It doesn't count. See? This is enough. Right? I mean, just stop here. Now that we know what it feels like to have this big, hard thing inside of me. That's enough. Right, baby? We're not going any further, right? Well, yes. I suppose there isn't much difference between halfway in and all the way in. I mean, if you don't thrust, it's not a sin, right? We did talk about this before. I was telling you how badly I wanted it. And so, it's not a sin. It's not a sin, right? Oh no. Oh, okay. I don't think anybody heard that. It's just, it feels so good. You're really all the way in, filling me up. But we're not having sex. I'm still a good girl. I'm still a good girl. All right. We really can't go any further. I'll just lift it up. And you can pull out. And then that's enough. That's enough. We can just stop now. No. I have to stop here. If I don't, I'll be one of those bad girls. I should get off it right now. It feels so good. Oh, I can't stop here. I can't control myself. Oh, go on then. Just a few good hard thrusts. Oh God, I can feel it. Thrusting. Oh, so deep into my innocent, unused body. You're corrupting me. Don't come inside of me. Whatever you do, don't come inside of me. I can't get pregnant, okay? I can't give birth in a convent school. The nuns would be furious. Oh, this is so wicked. But it feels so good. I gotta be going to hell for this. But I can't stop. No. What do you mean, confess it? I know we're in the confessional, but it feels so blasphemous to... Oh, all right. I never have the nerve to talk about this if someone was really in there, so this'll have to do. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's 3 days since my last confession, and I kissed a boy, Father. More than that, I saw his cock. I let him open my school uniform and touch my bare breasts, tear my panties to one side. He tempted me, and I just couldn't resist. The nuns were right. Boys are nothing but trouble. They're absolute beasts, turning good girls into sin, to the devil, to Satan. I did more than that. I let him fornicate with me on holy ground, too. Oh, God. Oh, and Father, it felt so good. He sat on the bench, held me on his lap with my legs spread and my breasts bouncing in his face.
girl. I can't hold back. I can't stop myself. Oh, God. I just have to ride him. My hips thrust out onto him. And, oh, God. Oh, Father. I tried so hard to be a good girl. But I can't resist this dick. So deep in me. Please forgive me. Faster. Hey, you know, slow down. You can't come inside of me. You can't. You'll get me pregnant for sure. Yes. It feels so good, though. I mean, no, don't come in me. I don't want to get pregnant. I don't want to have a baby. Don't. I'll get expelled. No. You sound like you're right about to... Oh, God. Oh, just pull out. Pull out, pull out. Don't knock me out, please. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Huh? What do you want me to do? Oh, hold it like this. Pump it with my hands. Like that? Like that? Good? Look at you. Look at you. I must be doing good. Come on. Come for me. Come for me, baby. Come. Come on. I can feel it on my face. So warm. Oh, God, there's more. Oh, my God. And another. Oh, my God, right across my nose. Oh. Some of it went in my mouth. And I can taste it. I can taste you. You covered my face with your sinful seed. So dirty. Such a bad girl. And I can't believe you nearly came in me. It was hard to pull out because I was gripping you so tight. Really? But it did feel good. Really good. Let me just try to clean myself up. And then I've got to get back to the dorms before Sister Teresa finds I'm gone. Or, yeah, somebody else comes in the chapel. Oh my God. That's gonna be, I don't know, 1,000 Hail Marys worth of penance. It's gonna be a lot of work. But it's worth it. You're worth it. And I'm worth the wait. You know that, right? Yeah, I know. I just wanted to hear you say it again. Thanks for having me do this. You're showing me lots of new things. Okay. Bye.